Boker Tov Rabotai, today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat Kodesh Seder Vayikra, Yud Aleph Le'Adar Hasheni. Today is the Yahrzeit of Manon Achida, Ta'anit Esther, Tzom, Kal U'Mo'in to everyone, Bezat Hashem. Purim starts from Ta'anit Esther. Ta'anit Esther is part of the festivities, even though we're fasting being Chozer B'Tshuva, but it's part of the Avira of Purim. So, Mechila, Slecha.
So, Should we be
Chozer B'Tshuva
like thing we're struggling with
the
most, or like
everything, whatever you can.
Overall. Should we like hone in one thing we want to fix? Or like should you think about like, I want to come back to
tshuva? There's general tshuva, there's specific tshuva. Do the best you can. Ana. Shamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. That's general. And then you focus in on the things that you need to fix. Mechila. So, we are on page Ayin Aleph, the paragraph starting with HaKavod. He was speaking about the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. HaKin'ah veHata'avah veHaKavod marchikin et motzin et ha'adam min ha'olam. And he said, all of them are able to be fixed with anava. Hakavod marchik ta'adam me'avodat Hashem itbarach. Ve'mchazer acharav u'miskin gadol. He says, one of the greatest deterrents to avodat Hashem is kavod. And a person who chases after kavod, forget about rasha u'miskin. Chava u'miskin ana. Shekol yamav betza'ar ve'lifamim af mitbazeh. You know, like people, you can tell sometimes people are looking for kavod, and in the process they kind of embarrass themselves as they're looking for it. Shekimat tovat kavoda bape umargish tzochakim imenu velo echpat lo. Sometimes when a person's so like obsessed with kavod, he'll almost even like, you have to give me kavod, and like people are laughing at him, and he still doesn't care because he needs his kavod. It's like a drug. It's like addicted. It's like he knows that it's killing him, but he still needs to, you know, he can't.
Nechon?
What?
People like,
I have. And people laugh in their face and they just don't. They're immune. Usually, if people laugh in your face, you back off. You know what I'm saying? Hechacham ve'arasha, shnehem yodim et ha'tachlit. Rak hechacham mishtamesh bechol davar be'aito. Both chacham and arasha, they understand what's tachlis. Says the only difference is chacham uses all of, you know, all of the things to his. מה זה השטויות האלה? מי מביא את זה לבית המדרש? זה צריך להיות בשירותים. Now he says,
פילוסופי.
He says, שנותן אל ליבו את הידיעה לפני מי הוא עתיד ליתן דין וחשבון. חכם is always keeping himself focused on the end game, which is דין וחשבון. It's going to come a day, I have to give a din. So if you're going to have to give an accounting and a reckoning, you want it to look good. So, if you want to be good, if you want it to look good, then be good, act good. ומבין שחיי העולם הזה יקרים מאוד. Our lifetime over here is very, very precious. ומנצלם לתורה ולתפילה ומעשים טובים. Take advantage. Use it for Torah, יראת שמיים. אך הרשע לעומתי ידיעה זו גורמת לו לעשות מהתפל עיקר. The Rasha also knows the end game. But what happens? It pushes him to make the תפל עיקר. מהפך את היוצרות ולכן אין לו חיים כי הקנאה והתאווה והכבוד שרודף החיים מוציאים אותו מן העולם. He focuses on all these secondary things and all these trivial things, קנאה, תאווה, כבוד, and he doesn't hop. What are you doing? It's just pulling, it's self-destructive. You're killing yourself. It's taking you out of the world. ובדרך אגב, בקנאה יש צד חיובי. As a side point, jealousy does have a positive aspect as well. What's that? כשהמטרה באה להוסיף תורה וקיום מצוות. When you're using it to up your game in terms of תורה ומצוות, then it's מאוד חשוב. שעל כך נאמר, קנאת סופרים תרבה חוכמה. זה גמרא, מסכת בבא בתרא, that קנאת סופרים, you know, תלמידי חכמים, are jealous of one another. This one finished the מסכת, and it pushes you, it spurs you to do more, right, to finish another מסכת, and to write another ספר, and to master another דף. That's a good kind of קנאה. בין הכוונה שחס ושלום אינו צרה בשל חברו. It's not that, oh, I see you finished the מסכת and you mastered it. I feel bad. I'm like, ugh. No, that's not what it means. It means I'm happy for you. Just what? I use it to propel myself as well. אלא שרוצה שגם לא יהיה כמו חברו. אך הקנאה המוציאה את האדם מן העולם. What is the קנאה that takes a person out of this world? What are we talking about? היא שלא כואב לו למה הוא עצמו אין לו, אלא למה לחברו יש לו יותר ממנו. You want to know what kind of kavod takes you out of this world? it's the kind of kavod thinking, why, not why don't I have this, rather, why does my friend have more than me? Why does he deserve it more than me? What kind of cheshbon is that? You're making cheshbonot, he deserves it more, he deserves it. Miyata bichlan. Not you, you know what I mean. Achon? Kadosh Baruch Hu made the cheshbon. He says he gives him more, him less. Is it Ashir Asamech Bechelko? Says the Tana. Perek Dalet Masechet Avot. Be relaxed. Whatever you have, say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu v'zeo. Ve'omnam, ma'alat ha-boreach min ha-kavod gdola me'od. One who runs away from kavod, it's a tremendous ma'ala. אבל צריך בזה גם חוכמה שיהיה ברדעת להבין את מי שלא זכה למידה זו והראיה לזה מהילה לזקן. Even if a person's not בורח מן הכבוד, you have to tolerate him, you have to understand him. Why הילל himself said שפעם לקח לעני בן טובים סוס ללכוב עליו ועבד לרוץ לפניו. Yeah, one time there was a case in כתובות, צדקה, and there was an עני, and he asked him, what do you need? What are you missing? So he says, you know, I was rich and whatever, and now I need a horse and I need an Ivet to serve me. Oh, he's not asking for tzedakah. What are you asking for, a Rolls Royce? What are you talking about? You need to eat. You don't need a chauffeur. Elama. So he says, V'adavar tamua. Shomnam ani zeh yiragil li itadden im sus v'ayved. Aval kaid she'en lo alav la'avod al atzmo ul'vatera la yidur zeh. She'eno mat'im l'ma'amada koyom. Very, very interesting question from a Musar standpoint. Why is Hillel indulging this? Okay, once upon a time he was rich and he was used to this kind of lifestyle. But right now, you're not there. You have to realize it. Get with the program. And, you know, make yourself be satisfied with the basics. Why is Hillel indulging him? Apparently, if Hillel indulged him, what do you understand? He's not there yet. And because he's not there yet, that's bichlan the halakha of mitzvah tzedakah. He was yotze mitzvah tzedakah with buying him luxuries. Why? Because he wasn't there yet. It's a big zach. Shulchan Aruch also brings down a Ashir Shiarad Min Chasav, Ashir that lost his possessions, Be'emet, his Chiyuv Tzedakah is to be Mashlim Kol Chesrono. Most people wouldn't be okay with that. I mean, talking about go to work, Oze, I don't have that, I should get. That's the real Chuvav Tzedakah, but Hillel HaZaken did it. Says, you told the Sfaradim they should stay in Yeshiva? You told them?
I told them to talk to him. I don't want to say it sucked. I told them it was pretty complicated.
No, אין בזה שום שאלה. If they want to come, they can come. תפדם, go ahead. But to go home and then and burn a whole Shabbos over it, no way. No way.
Megillah reading. Sephardi Megillah reading.
They're going to have a Sephardi session.
They're going to have a Sephardi session. I made a Ha'ara yesterday. I don't know. I'm going to talk to Rabbi Bamberger because it's Tish Shabbos. But like, they said the Sephardi... The Sephardi and women's Zohar is going to be after Kiddush. Now my Ha'ara on that is that not to say that you're not Yotze with Ashkenazim, but if you're reading the Sephardi Zohar in order to be Motzi Otam Yedei Kol HaDe'ot and you're considering that part of the mitzvah, if you have a mitzvah to do, you can't eat yet. Just like any other mitzvah.
I saw the, I forget what his reason is. The
Kovetz Yeah?
He wants to say it's not, you don't have this issue.
Of Kiddush? Of eating before the mitzvah?
Before doing Zohar.
Why? I mean, Mistami, you're going to say, well, you're already Yotze with Ashkenazim. Lechaura. Yeah? I mean, there's
Maybe
a bit...
It's like a built-in, it's just a non-kavana.
It's a hidur. You're Yotze the Chovah with Ashkenazim. And there's a shum safek. Yeah? But maybe it's dome. I'm thinking now, there's a bit Yosef and Siman Resha Machzayim. But we know, B'Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat before Kriyat Shema. Mitzvah Ta'aseh Min HaTorah. Arvit itself, Shemei Mashiach... But Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, you can't sit down to a bread Seudat Keva before. The Bet Yosef says, what happens if you daven Arvit Mibe'od Yom? Which is common on Lel Shabbat. You daven Arvit Mibe'od Yom, in which case you'd have to be Chozer V'Kore Kriyat Shema La'achar Tzet HaKochavim. Can you eat before or not? Bet Yosef says, Mutar. Why? He says, since you already did it, earliest you could have done it is Plag HaMincha. There's several Yishonim. Rabbi Nutam, Mordechi, Meiri, and others that say that you're Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, Gam Kriyat Shema, not only Arvit, but Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, already from Plag HaMincha. So, in terms of the halacha of it being asur to eat before Kriyat Shema, you can be somech on the Rishonim that you're already Yotze from Plag HaMincha. And therefore you're allowed to eat before. Maybe v'chein lan zeh aderech that you're Yotze already with Ashkenazim for Parashat Zachor. And therefore over here it's Hidur kaze, I would say Hidur chashuv meod. But maybe that's My hour would be anyways, just do it right after davening. What do you know what I'm saying? Then you're making it worse. That's bad.
Right, no,
that true. Makes it worse. Right, that makes you not be able to eat until you do the mitzvah.
Right.
So, all right. Oh, that. I don't want to paskin alachana ma'ase, but I'm going to bring it up to Rabbi Bamberg. Zeh Shabbat shel mi. You know, the Gemara says, they used to ask, you know, the Gemara Brachot Daf Kafchet, when Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Azar ben Azariah used to switch off. You know that. They kicked out Rabban Gamliel from being Nasi. They put in Rabbi Azar ben Azariah, but because of the busha of Rabban Gamliel, and he was Chuzir B'Tshuva, they put him back. So they used to switch off. 3 weeks Rabban Gamliel, 1 week Rabbi Azar ben Azariah. So people used to ask, Shabbat shel mi? Who's giving the drasha this week? Brachot, people, brachot. Beginning of Shas. Efatim. And he says, what about the other four Siddharms? I don't even know what that means. Does that make Rebbe not yeshivish? Like Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Rabbi Nirvash? And like six Siddharim? I don't even understand what that means.
Why do they only learn two Siddharim?
That was never my call. They have a system, whatever, it's sharp. But that doesn't, you know, six blot from six Masechtas, or seven Masechtas, oh wow, 42 blot that you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, what? There's a big shas out there. Tikne oto. Be kone shas. I tell my chevra all the time. They have these slogans for definitely. Do the daf, just do it, do it. Don't do the daf. Do the daf. Learn it, know it, be kone it, acquire it, absorb it. Chazara. Mazeh do. Hashem, I did it. Ma did it. What are you talking about? Mazeh. That was a rant. Anyways, he says, so back to Hillel. How could Hillel have done this? I understand you're giving him bare minimums, food, clothing, shelter, whatever. Okay, you know, the guy's got to live. הלו, מי שמזונותם מצומצמים ורוכב על סוס ועבד רץ לפניו, הרי זה דל גאה שאין הדעת סובלתו. Can you imagine a person who's an ani and he's like riding on a horse and being served by a zeh and he's, you know, gavtan as a result? The Gemara says one of the three things that people can't handle is one of them is zakin minaif, old person who doesn't yuf. Zeh, dai, khalas, you're done. Ma ata osin? Shev babayit. Yeah? And another one is dal ge'e, a person who's ani, and he's ga'avtan. What are you ga'avtan? You're ani. What are you doing? So why would Hillel HaZaken indulge him? Ask Chamin Tzion. Interesting child. Ela mikan roim sheHillel HaZaken afilu shu atzmo haya anav meod, mikon makom mevin et mi shelo zachal laze. V'chalak lo kavod melachim, zo avoda gdola meod. When you're an anav, when you're a ba'al midot, you reach a certain midah, and you're able to see people who didn't, and maybe they're very far from it, and you tolerate them, and you're able to deal with them, that's an even bigger madrig. He's understanding. He's understanding that people haven't gotten there yet. He landed. Hashem is akin ul taharat al nefesh.
You don't tell them they're being annoying and inconsiderate.
Maybe he gave him some musar also after. The Gemara doesn't say that. But he then gave it to him. Because he knew he wasn't yet on the level. When a person's not on the level yet, you don't say, Tachamor, Tarashah. He's not there yet. Learn to tolerate. Learn to be okay when a person's not on the same level as you. Yom Tov Tzom Kalam.